Hi, this is Carl from South Africa. This podcast is a short review on the Plex Talk Pocket PTP1 DaisyBook MP3 player recorder. It's quite a nice little device. It's got very good recording capabilities, very good playback capabilities, and is quite compact in size and is very good quality. The unit is about the size of a smartphone, 4.5 inches high by 2 inches wide by about 0.6 inches thick. A short description of the unit: starting at the top edge, you have a microphone line in stereo jack, 3.5 inch jack on the very left, and then in the middle center of the top edge, you have your 3.5 inch stereo headphone jack. Going down the right-hand side, you have sort of a third of the way down the right-hand side, you have a little sliding button, slides up or down and spring-loaded, your up and down volume. And towards the very bottom right edge is a little switch, a click switch, up and down is your key lock. So if you want to pop the thing in your pocket, you won't press the keys and stop the recording. The bottom edge we have on the very left bottom, your AC adapter plug for charging the unit or running it on the mains. And then the very bottom right is your USB, mini USB port, for connecting a USB cable to the computer, which it can act as a external storage device, or you can even charge the unit off that. And obviously you can upload and download your files and all that sort of thing. On the right-hand side, there is, on the very top, a little slot that you can put a little carry band through. And just below that is your SD card slot. Now, this unit can take up to a 32 gigabyte SD card. It comes shipped with a 2 gigabyte. You just depress the card and it releases itself. And to insert it, you press it in until it clicks firmly. I just forgot front edge. The very top of the front edge is a grid across the top, about only an eighth of the unit, is your built-in microphone and loudspeaker. I'm going to demo the unit using its internal loudspeaker. It's actually pretty good quality. Below that, on the left, there are two oval buttons, in fact, across the top, just below the grid. On the left, the first oval button has a smooth surface, and that is your record button. To the right of that is a similar sized oval button with two little dots raised on the button, and that is your power on off and sleep timer button. Below that is an array of buttons. Starting in the center is your enter, OK, or play and stop button, flanked by arrows up, down, left, right. It's similar to like a DVD player sort of thing, or the cell phones also use that layout. Then flanked around the arrow button, slightly to the left, above the left arrow, is your go-to key. We'll discuss that shortly further on. Below that is your bookmark key. On the right, just above the right-hand arrow, is your menu key. And just to the right, below the right-hand arrow, is your title key. That basically scrolls you through your various forms of media, which in this case is your SD card, USB device, or internal memory, which is used for voice memos. Now, very interestingly, this unit can take an external USB device, such as a memory stick. It actually comes shipped with a little adapter. Instead of plugging your USB cable into the unit and then the other end into a computer, you insert the adapter into the unit, and then you can put a memory stick and I presume an external hard drive. We might even play around with my external hard drive and see if it works. I just hope this unit supplies the necessary 5 volts to spin up the drive, but we can give it a test. Below all these buttons, this array of arrows and menu buttons and stuff, there's a numeric keypad similar to a cell phone, but the buttons are slightly rounded and very well spaced. I can easily press them with my thumb without pressing the one next to it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, nicely spaced with the raised dot on the 5, and below your star 0 hash keys. I'm going to turn the unit on using the internal loudspeaker. I'm going to take the power button, push the power button and hold it in for 1.5 seconds, like now. I release it after that sound and we wait a while it loads up.
Please wait. SD card audio.
There we go. It basically told me it's loaded. It's on the SD card. Selected media type is audio. We don't know what audio we're on at the moment, but we can find out. On your SD card, the unit actually categorizes your media into audio, text file. Now, text file, it can include a TXT file or HTML file, and then Daisy Book, which is basically MP3, which probably has all the various tags. Now, within each file, whether it be it's an audio, a text, or HTML, or a Daisy Book, you have various forms of navigation. While the file is playing, you use your left and right arrows to skip between the tracks, albums, headers, paragraphs, sentences, and to select the type of navigation, you use your up and down arrows while in the file as well. I'm going to demo first of all, audio. I'm going to press play on the audio. Not too sure what it's on, but we press play. There's music. Now I press the up or down arrow. Let's press the up arrow to hear what sort of navigation we're going to get.
Album.
That says album. If I press down.
Track.
Okay, now if I had to press the next or the right arrow, we'll jump to the next track. Okay, that's it. Now, I don't want to listen to this album, so I want to jump to the next album or folder. So I'll press the down arrow to go to rotate through to the album navigation type.
Album.
And then I press the right arrow to jump to my next album or folder on my audio folder. Okay, it's not, I wonder why it's not playing. Usually it should start playing. Let me just up arrow so we're on track. And jump to a next track. Maybe that's a silent MP3. Okay, that's Afrikaans. That's a radio interview. And let's just jump through the tracks. All my radio interviews. Okay, he's interviewing a friend of mine on the radio. We don't want to listen to that. So we press the center button, which is your play and stop. I want to actually scroll to a text file. This unit has a built-in voice, synthesized voice, to actually read text files, which you can upload from your computer. And it will read HTML or TXT files, I presume RTF as well. I've just got a text file and HTML file. The one is basically the document book of Horse Whisperer, which I listened to. I just downloaded the document in a HTML format. And then I just have, because I'm into the endurance riding, I've just got a general TXT file on endurance riding. So let's go and listen to the TXT file. So I press the title button, which is to the right and slightly below the right arrow.
SD card audio.
So we're on audio. We want to scroll one right or one left. We can rotate through the menus anyway. I'll just go right.
SD card text 2. Titles in the media 1.
Okay, that's the Horse Whisperer HTM. It tells you what you're on. So I don't want that. I want that other text file about endurance riding.
SD card text 2. Endurance riding TXT.
There's my TXT file. Now, if I was listening to the file, so I'm not in the beginning of the file. To go to the beginning, you press the go to button twice. This is the button to the left and slightly above the left arrow. And then press enter. Directly after that. That will take you to the beginning of the file. So go to twice and enter. Oops, I pressed stop by mistake again. And I didn't wait for it in time.
You will learn more about nutrition and energy requirements than
anybody else.
Okay,
I'm going to, we listen to that. I'm going to stop. Now I'm going to show you the various navigation types within a text file. It's very similar in an HTML file. I'm not too sure what other navigation types you get in HTML, I presume more than in a text file, but within this text file, I can jump by.
Character.
Character.
Paragraph.
Paragraph.
Sentence.
Sentence.
Word.
Word, and we'll go back to character.
Character.
And paragraph. Let's jump a few paragraphs at a time. I'm going to just go back to the beginning of the text file. So I go to twice, enter. And I'll wait for it. Wait, I think I did jump a paragraph already.
Length of the bar on shoes and whether pants should be worn or not. But most of all, it is about
okay, I'm going to press stop because I jumped back a paragraph. Stop.
Go to.
Okay.
Input the number.
Okay, I can, if I press go to once by mistake instead of twice, I can put in a number. Say you have a document, well, it's actually waiting for me. Let me just put in number one.
One. Enter 1%.
Okay, I see a text file works in percentage. So if you have a file that's, say, 100 kilobytes big, and you go 1%, you're 1 kilobyte into the file. If it's an audio CD, you press go to once and you press your number 5, for example, you'll go to track 5. If you're in a Daisy book and your navigation is set to heading 1 is usually your chapters, you press the go to button once and you press, say, 3, it will go to chapter 3. So I'm going to play from where I am at the moment and then we'll jump a paragraph. Listen to the text and we'll see how it jumps paragraphs. Let's jump to the next paragraph.
It is about a partnership with your horse like no other partnership. It is about knowing your horse so well that you can tell.
It's on paragraph again, so I press the right arrow to jump to the next paragraph.
But most of all, it is about finishing the distance you set out on with a healthy, sound horse.
And then I'm going to stop there. Let's see what else we can do. Sentence at a time. So I scrolled, I pressed the navigation, I changed the navigation to sentence from paragraph by pressing the down arrow. I could go up arrow and rotate till I get to sentence. Then I press play again, and I can jump to the left or to the right a sentence at a time. Let's go to the left again. Let's go to the next sentence. Try go back again. There we go. Stop. Now another interesting thing. You can make bookmarks. You can even set your headings and stuff. I know in Daisy files you can go into the menu and then into, I think it's the menu option is media. We'll quickly go through the menu options. And then you set a heading and you can set a heading anywhere in an MP3 file and it will actually allow you to jump. A bookmark works similar. You can place bookmarks in the file and jump to them again. I'm going to just play where we were and jump to the beginning of the sentence. Then I'll stop there and then I'll press bookmark.
Go to bookmark.
I should have pressed it twice because always if you press the bookmark or the go to once, it expects you to go jump to a bookmark. You have to press the thing twice. Now to cancel an operation that I don't want, I press the up arrow. To accept
cancel
an operation, I press the middle button, which is the enter. So I'm going to press the bookmark twice.
Set bookmark. Press enter key to set bookmark or recording key to set voice bookmark.
Now very interestingly, I can press enter. Sorry, the background noise is it's waiting for me to do something, but let's ignore it. When I press enter here, I'm going to make a bookmark on the text where I stopped last. I can additionally hold in the record key and record a little memo that goes with the bookmark. Let's see how this works. So now I want to put a bookmark into the text. What I can do is navigate to the text I'd like a bookmark inserted. So I'm going to press play and skip, say, few pair of sentences forward. Let's go to the beginning of the sentence and then press stop. Stop. So it should be on the beginning of a sentence. Now I press the bookmark key, which is the one below to the left of the left arrow. Press it twice. If I press it once, I can jump to a bookmark by using the numeric keypad. So we want to set number two bookmark, just in case there is one. So press it twice.
Set bookmark. Press enter key to set bookmark or recording key to set voice bookmark.
Now, interestingly, we can record a voice memo here by pressing the record key and saying this is bookmark one. I just want to make a bookmark here, so I'm going to press enter, the center button.
Input the number.
Okay, I need to put in a number. Let's just make it two.
Two.
And enter.
Enter. Setting bookmark two has been completed.
Okay, let's jump to anywhere in the text file.
Is to win and each writer.
Now I want to go to bookmark. I can even just press stop so we don't have a talk in the background. And I'll press the bookmark button.
Go to bookmark.
Now press two.
Two.
Enter.
Enter. Bookmark. Two. Is to win and each writer has that winning feeling when
that's where I set the bookmark. Press stop. That's how you can set up bookmarks within a text file, so you can quick and easily jump to that place. What's nice about this recorder is if you stop playing in a certain type of media, say in a text file, and you go listen to audio, you switch the unit off and you switch it back on and you go back into the text file, you will be you'll read from where you last left the unit. Another nice feature of this unit is you can change the pitch and the speed and the tone. It's more the speed and the tone of the voice. Now, when we read in a text file, it's using its synthetic built-in voice. When we're listening to the menus and the stuff, it's using another type of voice. So let's listen to a text file. I'm going to now press the one key on the numeric keypad. Press it once.
Speed.
It's on speed. Press up one.
When you get hooked on endurance, you
up one more.
When you get hooked on endurance, you learn to take your
speed is faster. Now we press down two. It just takes a little time.
When you get
I've went below the standard speed. Can go back up one.
When you get hooked on endurance, you learn to take your horse's pulse, check his breathing, listen to his gut sounds, take his temperature.
And we can go right down. I'm not too sure. There, when you get that high beep, you're at the bottom of the slowest setting.
His front or back at a glance.
That's fast.
Let's
go back to normal.
You will learn more about nutrition and energy requirements than any. You will learn more about nutrition and energy requirements
one more.
Than any.
There we go. When you get that lower tone, you're back at the default. So if you go above or below, and to the very bottom of the selection, you'll hear a high tone. And when you get to the default, you'll hear a low tone besides the normal beep that you get when changing. If I press 1 again on the numeric keypad, it defaulted back to the play, goes back to speed, tone. Now, all tone is bass and treble. If you go, it's currently on treble. I try and keep the bass off the little speaker so it can go louder. If I go down to standard, which is in the middle, that should have given me a. Oh dear, wait! I'm not in. I've gone out of the tone mode. I was talking too long. And then I just go down. There we go. There's more bass. I don't know if the microphone picks it up with the small speaker. But in the middle setting, you've got bass and treble basically at max. As you go up towards the top, to the higher settings, it drops. The bass drops off, but the treble sounds the same. But it, in fact, sounds a little bit brighter. If I go down, I'm going to just make sure I'm on the tone again by pressing 1 twice. Now, if I go below the default setting, the bass remains the same, but the treble, I go right down, the treble is reduced. Now, this actually sounds quite awful. For audiobooks and for listening on the internal loudspeaker, I go all the way up to the top so that we have just treble and minimized bass on the speaker. If you plug in headphones, you can always go to the middle setting, the default setting, so you have lots of bass and treble. And I must say, it doesn't sound emphasized like an incorrectly set equalizer. It actually sounds pretty balanced. Another thing is, I'm going to press stop. If you want any info about the file you're on, you can press the 5 key while in a file, and it will give you various forms of information. If we just press the 5 once, it will actually read all the information that's available on the file, starting with the, I think it's the size. Let me just have a listen.
Battery level. 10%. 15% completed. Total number of bookmarks, 2. Voice bookmark does not exist. Text, 2. Endurance writing TXT. Updated date, 13th June 2000.
Let's stop it there. If you want to get to a piece of item quickly, basically it gives you the info in various steps. It's first the battery level, and then I think it was the percentage, and then I'm not too sure what the third thing is, but say we want to hear the third thing, we press the number, while in the text file, we press the number key 3 times. So it's first battery, percentage, and whatever the third
total
thing is.
Total number of bookmarks.
Bookmarks.
2. Voice bookmark does not
you press
exist.
Stop to shut that up, and then you press the stop or center button again to resume the play of the file.
Remember, if it works and,
let's stop there.
Not...
The recording capabilities on this unit is actually very good. I'm not going to demo that, but basically I'm going to describe what happens when you press the record button while you're on the SD card. It gives you an option to create a new title or to record over an existing Daisy Book title, which you select using the left and right arrows. While you're in the recording standby mode, after pressing the record button once, you can also adjust the input level of whatever your input jack is set to, a microphone or line-in. Only difference being the microphone setting allows you to plug in external mics, and I think you can use condenser mics or most types. I even believe dynamic mics would work. Line in obviously changes the input level and the impedance, so you can line in from a audio cassette or CD player. They do advise you to use the headphone output on the external audio device and set the volume moderate. But I'm still going to try and use it from the line-out RCA jacks of a CD player, DVD player, or whatever it may be. If you need to convert LP vinyl records to this unit to record to digital MP3 or WAV format, you would need either an amplifier with a built-in phono stage and a tape out to get the audio to this unit, or you would use an external phono stage amplifier, which would run from the turntable through the amplifier into this unit. It only accepts a microphone and a line level input, not a phono input. What's nice is it gives you an audio feedback on the recording level. If the recording level is too high, the little voice is going to say, while in recording mode, hi. If it's right, it will say good. If it's a bit soft, it will say low. When you're in the recording standby mode, you can also press the menu button once and you'll go into the recording settings, which I will go through as part of my menu browsing, where you can set whether you want to record to MP3 or WAV, and the quality of the MP3, whether it should be 128, 256. This unit records from 32, I think it's kilobits or whatever they measure it in, it's the bit rate, up to 256. And the internal microphone for the voice memo is only at 32 and then in mono. Let's go to the menu structure. I'm not going to demo any recording at this stage. Basically, I mean, I've been talking about the record standby mode. To record, you need to be in the SD card. And once you've pressed the record button, once you're in record standby mode, then you can select your recording level, set your settings, and you can use your left and right arrows to record to a new title or an existing title. After pressing the record button a second time, you are in record mode. And whether your guidance voice is set to off while recording or to remain on recording, it will depend on that, whether it's going to tell you whether you are recording or whether it will just keep quiet. Most people like to turn the guidance voice to the setting to off while recording, so that it doesn't talk to you while you are recording and might interfere with your recording. Let's go to the menu. I'm going to press the menu button once, which is above the right-hand arrow, to the right of and above the right-hand arrow. Press it once.
Menu. Edit.
We land on the edit menu. So now we can scroll left and right. We always use the left and right arrows to scroll between the menu items, and then the enter or center key to select, or the up key to cancel.
Recording settings.
Okay, we're on edit.
Edit.
So now we want to first go into the edit menu. Press enter.
Enter. Select editing items. Set heading.
I can set a heading in a text file, which means it, you could split the text file into chapters, for example. I don't think it physically splits the file, because I tried that with the MP3 recording to try and split it into tracks or sections of a podcast. And you can set the headings and jump nicely in between them. You can even set the headings and delete between two headings to remove the audio between those two headings. But when you go to your computer and you upload the file, you still sit with a large MP3 file. So that's what the set heading can allow you to do.
Cancel heading.
That's if you have a heading and you want to kill it or remove it.
Erase section.
Erase section. Now, if you do this, it's going to ask you for your section, which could be, you might have to select heading 1, and then it will ask you to select the next heading from which or to which you want to delete. And you would then enter, and it would ask you, are you sure? And if you press enter again, it would delete the sections between those two headings that you selected.
Set heading.
Okay, we're back to set heading. So to get out this submenu, we press the up arrow to cancel or back out of
cancel
it.
Cancel menu. Edit.
Okay, we're on edit. Let's go one to the right to the recording settings menu, and I'll quickly take you
recording
through the options
settings.
There. Enter on that.
Enter. Select items. Select recording mode.
Okay, a recording mode, we'll go in there. This
enter,
is a nice, interesting
recording
one.
Mode. Custom.
I'm always on custom. What custom allows you to do is to set your recording type, for example, MP3 or WAV, and then under that you can set your quality of your MP3. And then you also get additional settings like when should it start recording, whether you press the button, the record button, or whether it receives audio after silence. If you plug in the line in jack and it's quiet, and as soon as there's audio coming through, it starts recording. It has a setting for automatically stopping recording once there's silence, once something has finished playing. You can set it after 30 seconds, 1 minute, etc. And then you have background noise. Are you intending recording in a noisy environment, normal environment, or quiet environment? And that has got something to do with your sensitivity settings on the mic input or on the lining input. So I've played around with that. I haven't heard much difference yet, but maybe I haven't been setting the correctly. And also I've been using an external stereo microphone. Let's scroll next to the next menu item to the right.
Default. Custom.
Default is basically preset. We've got a couple of presets here. Default is probably just for recording general.
Conference.
Conference has probably been a preset. It's probably set to a medium quality of MP3, medium bitrate and all that. Is in stereo if you're using a stereo mic. But it's probably set to sort of with a noise level of quite high. It's got various presets on those parameters I mentioned.
Audio,
that would be probably like if you want to record a CD or quite a clean audio source, you'd have your MP3 bitrate set probably 128 or 256 would be quite high. And your background noise setting would be normal or low. I'd presume it's normal. And I think the rest would just be standardized. If you press the record button, it starts recording. If you press the record button or the stop button, it stops recording. There won't be any time settings or anything. By the way, I forgot to mention, in the custom, there's a thing that you can set called auto section. This will automatically put in headers or headings in between silences. So if you play in a CD into this device where the tracks are silent in between tracks, it will automatically put in a header. So you can then jump between the recorded tracks. But when you upload the MP3 to the computer, it will still be one large file. And I'm actually looking for software that's able to split the MP3 file into various files by Daisy Book heading or level one marker, whatever you want to call it. Let's go to the next preset.
Analog cassettes.
Okay, this would be optimal settings for recording from a tape, analog tape deck, which would obviously compensate for the right background noise and all that, for the hissing of the tape and that. And then we have
radio.
Radio, I'm not too sure how those settings would be, but that would obviously give you the best recording from a radio, like a radio tuner, radio receiver. But now it would probably be more set for like talk shows and stuff. I would, if I'm recording off a very good stereo radio station, I'd just use the normal audio setting.
Custom.
Custom, we're back to custom. So let's back out of there. That gives you all your quality options and
cancel.
You've got your presets
select
there.
Items. Select recording mode.
And that's under your recording mode submenu, under the recording menu, recording settings menu.
Turn guidance on or off when recording.
This is simply whether you want the voice to talk when you're recording, to tell you that you're recording or not. And I think it will even talk the recording level while you're recording. It's useful if you're recording not via microphone, like from an audio device. Then you can leave it on. I leave it off because I do a lot of microphone recordings and the microphone will pick up the sound from the speaker.
Select external audio input jack.
Okay, this is where you select whether you're plugging in a microphone, which has got a lower input level, or whether you're using the same jack as a inline in for like an audio source or something like that. So that's where you make the setting. And next time you plug in the jack, you know, it will be on that setting. It will actually tell you line in jack activated or external mic activated.
Auto gain control.
Now this auto gain control is very interesting. They say you get better results not using it by setting your own levels, but what auto gain control is, if you've got a lot of loud and soft sounds that you do not want to preserve the atmosphere of the original recording, but you want everything the same level, like normalizing, you can set the auto gain control. So it will basically pick up the level when the sounds are softer and reduce the level when the sounds are louder.
Select recording mode.
Then we're back to recording mode. Let's go back into the main menu. We press the up arrow to
cancel
back out
menu.
That menu. Recording
settings.
We go to the next menu item to the
playback
right.
Playback settings.
Playback settings. We go in there. Now this could probably vary between
settings.
The media types.
Standard play.
Standard play is like on any CD player. It plays one track after the other. No shuffle, no repeat. Text file plays text files after each other. No shuffle, no repeat.
Repeat title.
Now, remember, I was on a text file before I went into the menu. If I was in audio media type, audio folder, it would probably say repeat track. And I know the audio allows you to repeat track and repeat all, and repeat folders and all fancy things. So this is only a text file.
Standard play.
So we only have the two options. You can repeat the title, which a title to me is a file. That's how I understand it, or a whole or Daisy book. In this case, it's just the whole text file. So it will play the thing finished and then play it over again. So let's back out of there.
Playback menu.
Playback settings.
Playback settings.
So we go to the next option to the right.
Bookmark.
In the main menu. Bookmark. Yeah, basically you can
set
bookmark
settings. Playback setting for voice bookmark.
Playback voice setting for bookmark. Oh, you can change between the two types of voices. I haven't really played with that one.
Clear all bookmarks and current title.
This is nice if you've played around and you've made a whole lot of bookmarks and you waste your time trying to go jump to them and then delete them individually. I think a shortcut to delete a bookmark is pressing the bookmark button 3 times and it will say delete current bookmark and you press enter to say yes. Yeah, you can just wipe them all at once by going to the bookmark menu and to this option.
Playback setting for voice bookmark.
Okay, playback setting for voice bookmark. That's that one where we can change the voice. We go back out of there.
Cancel menu.
Main menu, and we go to the next option.
Voice memo.
Voice memo. Yeah, you can actually list your voice memos that you've recorded. I don't think I have any, or
Enter.
I
Select
might have that
items.
one we recorded.
Erase the selected voice memo.
Okay, if we are on a voice memo currently, it will erase the one we're on. If you press enter and you confirm with the enter again.
Erase all voice memos.
That's if you have a couple in there, you can quickly come erase them. Yeah, I think I've only got one. We can go there just now and have a look.
Erase the selected voice memo.
Okay, that's all it gives us. It's basically, if you're in the voice memo setting, if you press the title key till you get to voice memo and you selected one of them with the left or right arrows, you can come here and erase it, or you can just erase them all. So let's back out of there.
Cancel menu.
Back to main menu, next option
voice
to
memo.
The right. I said voice memo, I'm sure it was out of there.
Media management.
Yeah, I just want to check why I did that.
Voice memo.
Back to, okay, the next one's
media management.
This is quite an interesting one.
Enter, select items. Media title information.
This will give you similar info to the title, or to that number 5 key that I pressed. But let's actually hear what else it gives you. I'm on that text file, so let's see if we selected what it gives us.
Enter. Media information. SD card. Unlocked. Free space of this medium. 820 megabytes. Total size of this medium. 1.8 gigabytes. Title information. Text. Used space for this title. 20 kilobytes.
Very interesting.
Media information. SD
it repeats itself, so let's
Enter.
Stop that. Very interesting, my mistake. It gives you space info first of the media which it's on, which is the SD card, and then how much, what size the actual text file is that we're on. And it talks about gigabytes or gigabytes or something, so it's quite an interesting way of pronouncing it.
Purchase a stethoscope, no need to get a very fancy one as long as
I actually went out the menu structure because I actually selected it. So as we're back in the book, let me just stop and we go to menu quickly again by pressing menu button. And we go a few times right till we get to media type
voice
again,
memo.
Media options or settings.
Media management.
Management, there we go. We were in there.
Enter, select items. Media title information.
We had a listen to that now, so we're going to go to the next submenu option.
Erase SD card.
No, we don't want to do that. That will just wipe the whole SD card. I'm not in the mood for that at the moment, so we go to the next one.
Create a new title.
We can create a new title here instead of going into record standby mode and selecting new title, if it's any useful. Then when you press record standby next time, or press the record button to go into record standby mode, there will be a new title waiting there. I don't see the use of this. I'll just go into record standby and select new title anyway.
Erase the selected title.
Okay, if I do this, I'll erase the selected text file that we've been listening to, and I'm not prepared to do that at the moment.
Prepare for editing.
Okay, prepare for editing, and the next option.
Build book.
Build book. This is only under the DAISY titles, and this recorder records as standard to DAISY in MP3 or WAV with all the DAISY tags and stuff. What you need to do if you remade your DAISY recording and you've set your headers and all that, and you want to play it on another DAISY book reader, like the, what's that other thing? Like if you want to play it on the book port or one of those things, then you have to build the title, build book. And it will obviously do some formatting, and then you can copy it to the other device. Once it's built and you decide, I need to edit something, you can select the edit title option. It will just reformat back so it's editable, and then you have to make your changes and then build book again to make it playable on other devices. Let's actually back out of there. It's enough of media
Cancel
management.
Menu. Media management.
And I think the next one's the last one, system.
System settings.
There we go. We can go in there. I'll quickly show you what
Enter,
we can
select
do here.
Management item. Initialize all settings to default.
Okay, that's if you want to reset factory defaults. We don't want to do that right now. Most devices these days have that option.
System properties.
System properties. Let's listen what's my system properties. It'll give me the version of the firmware
Enter.
And all that.
System version 1.05.00, serial number 51 1, 6.
Okay, that's all it really
One,
gives you.
eight,
Oh, and it's carrying
zero.
on. I don't want that long serial number.
Cancel. Select management
And
item.
go to the next sub option.
Select guide volume.
Okay, we can select guide volume now. What's interesting here is if you find your audio is too loud or too soft and your guide volume is much louder or not audible to guide you while you're navigating, you can set it up, I think, by 6 dBs and down by 6 dBs or something like that. We can actually play with it quickly.
Enter.
We go
select
in there.
Guide volume. Guide volume. +2.
See, I'm on +2. I wanted mine a bit loud. I'll go down using the... Do I use the down
Sentence.
Arrows? No, wait. We've gone out of there because I should have
Bookmark.
Used the left and right arrows. That's the rule with this thing. Use left and right arrows always in the menus.
Menu.
To make to change
System
settings.
Settings.
Then we go back in there and
Enter.
Guide
Select.
Volume.
System properties.
Next one to the right.
Select guide volume.
And now I'm going to go down once I've selected,
Enter.
Gone
Select
in.
Guide
I'll go
volume.
Down, left arrow to go down.
Guide volume. Normal.
That's normal, which is 0. Let's take it all the way down. Now light can go. It might be too soft.
Guide volume. -3.
Let's see if I don't think it goes any
guide
lower.
Guide volume. -4.
Oh, it does. Well, let's see how loud it can go.
Guide volume. Normal.
Okay, now it's a bit slower than me. Got to go
volume.
One at a time.
Guide volume.
See, it's getting louder.
Guide
but
volume.
The audio playback, whether it
guide
be
volume.
The synthetic voice for the
guide
text
volume.
Or a music MP3 or a Daisy MP3, it'll stay the same.
-5.
I see it scrolls. So if you go loud to the loudest and you carry on going to the right, it will go to the softest, which is -5. Let's see what the loudest was. +5.
Guide volume. +5.
It's a little bit loud. Let's go to where I was on +2. I like it there.
Guide volume. +2.
I can press Enter on here and it will reselect 2, or I could have just backed out by pressing the up arrow to cancel
Enter.
That.
Set.
Which would have probably been the better way to do it. So that's it. But every time you set something, it goes out the menu. So you've got to go back to the menu by pressing the menu button.
Menu.
And to get back to where we were, we go one to
System
the left,
settings.
Which was the last one of the submenu options. You can just scroll left or right till
Enter.
You get to
Select
it.
Select management
and
item.
And I'm going over to a few options.
Select
see
guide
what the
volume.
Next one is.
Select the text to speech voice.
Ah, yes. Yeah, we can have a guy's
Enter.
Voice or a lady's voice.
Language 1. Voice 2.
Voice 2. If I go to the left arrow, let's see if it gives you
Language 1. Voice 1.
Okay, the only time we're going to hear it is to play the text file.
Enter. Set.
Okay, talk to us. Let's see if it reads the file in the guy's voice.
Vets, doctor. Open bracket. Although they might look
Sounds
at...
like he's drank a little bit too much whiskey. I prefer the lady's voice, but I'm not going to set that back. Let's quickly dive into the last few options. Menu. Thank you. And we go in there.
System
we
settings.
We're at system settings. And
Enter.
I just want to
Select.
Go to where we were
Select
last.
Select the waiting sound.
Now I must go further on back.
Select guide volume.
We were there. Guide voice.
Select the text to speech voice.
Voice. Text to speech voice. Sorry. That's what that was.
Select the waiting sound.
Now this irritating sound in the background, that similar to that, while I'm talking to you, while it's waiting for a selection, you can change. I, funny enough, haven't changed it. You can play around with that one. If this sound that you hear now is irritating, you try something else. I don't think you can turn it off. But at least you
Set
know
the
thing's
system
waiting.
Date and time.
Set the system date and time. This is pretty accessible. You go in here. It asks you for the month. You put a 04 for April. The year, I think you put in the full 2009. And then it asks you day, time, hour, minute, you know, all that sort of thing. And it's nice because if you want to quickly check the time.
Set the text to speech pitch.
The pitch. Oh, that's that. Well, sorry, we'll get to that now. I just want to actually get out of the menu so I can quickly
Cancel
check the time. Because my time is
Cancel.
Set. Okay, when it makes that sound, it should be out. Now I'm going to just hold the info keys and 5 key. I'm going to just press and hold the 5 key.
12 July 2009, 6:20 p.m.
There we go. So if your date's incorrect, you go to the system menu and you go set date and time. And I'm just taking you to the last sub option of the system management.
System settings.
Settings menu.
Enter. Select management I. Set the text to speech pitch.
This is simply where you can set the text to speech pitch. Make it higher or lower. I like it standard, and I like the female voice. You can maybe go and play around with this other guy's voice to make it sound a bit better. Take him off the bottle of whiskey and make him sound a little bit more enthusiastic. I like the default setting on the female voice. It just sounds a bit more natural to me.
Cancel.
That's basically the outline of the unit. Welcome to email me with any questions at carldc, that's CARLDC, at net1.co.za. I'm going to upload some other podcasts using the recorder with an external stereo amplified microphone system into the lining jack of the unit, or setter's lining. I think the 10th of August I'm going on a steam train trip, and I know there's a few train lovers on the list. I'm going to definitely record some steam trains using this device, so you can expect some recordings from this unit, and I think they are pretty good. I've also currently recorded a bit of a podcast on the big endurance ride I did in the Free State, in the center of our country. It's basically one of the biggest endurance rides. We did 201 Ks over 3 days. And I recorded the parade and one of the starts. Unfortunately, when I wanted to record the finish, where I came in on the last leg, it was an awesome experience. There were people all over shouting and screaming, and I came in almost at a gallop. And the recorder was recording, but somehow the external microphone was crackling and making funny sounds. So I don't think the actual jack was connected properly. But I'm going to use this device in the future to record. And the playback quality impresses me. The fact that you can exchange SD cards and it can accept currently up to a 32 gigabyte. It serves me well as an audiobook and an MP3 player. You get a little carry pouch in the box with it, which is quite handy if you're just using the basic functions. It gives you, you lift a little flap and you get access to the main arrow keys and the play, stop, record buttons, menu buttons. And then you get the little holes to the input and the output jacks on the top and the up and down volume on the left. Just on the volume, while it's not talking, if you press the little slider button up or down for increase or decrease volume, it actually tells you the level you're on.
Volume 19.
It's currently on 19 out of, I think it goes up to 26. Let's just go to the top. You'll hear the higher beep when it's
volume
at the top.
Volume 25.
That's how loud it is. If I quickly go to audio and play something, you'll hear how loud it
text
is.
Text 2.
I think
it's... Endurance riding TXT.
Oh, keep quiet. I'm going to the audio quick.
SD card audio.
Let me go in there. And then I want to go to my previous album.
Album.
Well, let's go and look for an album that's got a bit of bassy music on.
Album 1.
Got some club type music.
Album 2.
And we go in there. Track, next.
Track 2.
Got some sort of club music. And then I can go set the sound settings here.
Speed.
Tone. And we'll just up the bass a bit. There's max bass. And we get some distortion. But that's the internal speaker. Let's turn it down a bit. I don't need damage there. And we go next track, just see
track
what
three.
This is. Okay, not too much into this type of music anymore, it's common, so. That's basically the unit, and obviously when you put the key lock on as well, that's another thing we haven't tried, it will tell you.
Key lock on.
And now if I press buttons, nothing happens. So then we switch it off. Now remember not
key lock off.
Remember to switch the key lock off before you want to shut the unit down, which I did. Now hold and keep the power on off button pressed. Or let's first put it on to sleep for a few minutes. Or in fact, we can only put it on to sleep mode for 30 minutes, an hour and 2 hours, I think. You do that by pressing the power button quickly and releasing it.
Sleep timer 30 minutes, set.
And it's set. And then once it does that, you leave it. And now you want to see how much sleep time is left. You just press the button once again.
Sleep timer remaining 29 minutes.
But now if you want to set the sleep timer for longer, you've got to press it twice after each other to go 30 minutes to an hour. Let's see what it does if I press it there twice.
30 minutes, set. 1 hour,
set.
There
we go. Now I want to get around that.
1 hour, 30 minutes. 2 hours, set.
And we keep pushing until we're off. Off. Okay, now it's off. And so often what the mistake is you might press the power switch to turn the unit off, and you actually pressed it too short. You'll go into sleep mode and the unit will still be on. Fortunately, it will power off itself in 30 minutes. I'm going to actually hold the button and switch it off. Hold it in till you hear that beep,
off.
Then you let it go, power off, and then you'll hear a little sound now. That means it's off. You can press buttons, nothing happens. That's it for now. If there's any further questions, contact me on that email I gave you previously, and I will be following up with a few different types of podcasts. And I hope you enjoyed this. I really do enjoy the Plex Talk, and it's a very sturdy little unit, and I think it's going to last me a good few years. Speak to you next time. Just a further note, I'm now recording on my laptop's internal microphone, so excuse the background noise. I just want to quickly demo the voice recorder capability of this unit. You can be anywhere in the SD card, voice memo, or USB media. And if you quickly want to take a note while busy, you just press and hold in the record button on the Plex Talk, and after the beep, you talk. Let's do it quickly.
Voice memo.
This is a test for a voice memo recording on the internal microphone. Release record.
This is a test for a voice memo recording on the internal microphone.
And believe me, it's pretty clear. It's actually very clear as I listen to it. Yeah, the microphone on the laptop's not as good. Another feature that I need to mention is if you press the 9 key on the numeric keypad, you can back up or copy media from one media type to another. You can actually back up your voice memos to your SD card, or copy your music from your memory stick to your SD card, or vice versa. So those are just two options that I wanted to show you that I nearly forgot about. While I'm shutting down the unit, there will be new firmware released. I think there's already two firmware updates since this unit was launched. Additional features are introduced and usually functionality is improved. So this is going to be a very future-proof device. It currently plays MP3, WAV, and I think it plays WMA files, Microsoft Media Audio files, and it obviously supports the various forms of DAISY playback and HTML and text files. It records MP3 and WAV from the 16-bit 44.1 kHz stereo down to 32-bit rate mono MP3. Depends on what quality and space you need, but the quality of the unit is really good. I'm really impressed. That's it for now. Speak to you next time.